Hello and welcome to GFW Radio's 100th podcast. Actually, this isn't a podcast. You're going to have to come back next week for the 100th podcast because the usual leader of GFW Radio, Jeffrey Green, is out sick this week. And other things have prevented us from taping, even though we're sitting here taping right now. So you know we're lying to your asses. And this is Sean Elliott speaking, by the way. I'm here with
Ryan Scott
and Sean Malloy,
because we need an intro for an announcement.
That's right.
So Jeff is sick. Proof of his sickness I hold in my hand right here. He and I have been working on what was supposed to be a new promo for the podcast. Zooted Granny put together what he dubbed an old school beat at Jeff's request. Jeff wanted some Eric B. Rakim style shit so that he could spit a promo rap. And he sent me some of his lyrics that he was working on. And what I saw was that, one, he was sick. And that two, there's no way this is going to fly with an EIC saying this shit on a promo that appears on all of our podcasts. So what will probably happen, I'm not going to read it all because that will... I don't want to spoil it because we'll probably make it just like an intro or a skit for a regular episode. Maybe next week if Jeff gets well. But so he sends me his sample lyrics. He's all getting excited, which is awesome. I can't wait to hear this. But the lyrics, though, some of them go like this. We're GFW, bitch. We got our fans by the thousands. We take our girlies into bed like Sony takes Shane Bettenhausen. And,
wow.
Turn-based war game. Stack that units on the hexes. Why don't you bend it over backwards and let me show you now what sex is.
So, Jeff wrote that?
Yeah. That came from Jeff. Yeah, and I was saying, well, actually, I haven't written my part yet, but I was going to write it of like the whole scenario is his mom and his daughter coming into his bedroom and catch him recording his shit, because he's going to have to record his lines at home. I gave him the copy of the beat, and I told him, just like, play it. Wrap that into your microphone, stay on beat, send it over to the producer and he'll put it together. But you gotta imagine like you're Jeff's wife and you walk in the room and you hear your husband saying these things at his computer screen. So no, Jeff, that's only one form of Jeff's sickness. He's Sean, you know more than all the rest of us. He's got some kind of bad flu.
The super flu. So sounds pretty serious.
And the rest of us too, we just haven't been playing enough games this week. It's been a busy week. This happens now and then.
Yeah, can hear me talk about World of Warcraft if you want it. I don't think you want to do that.
Right. And you'll be able to hear that on Legendary Thread. You guys taped something that sounds pretty cool for Retronauts. Is that already out now?
Tomorrow. Comes out tomorrow.
When you hear it, it's out tomorrow.
It's about a Sim series, anything with Sim in front of it.
And then...
Sim Tower, apparently.
Yes, we miss Sim Tower.
That's an oversight I can't forgive. And then I'll be on One Up Yours on coming out on Friday.
Oh, so. Boy.
What's that about?
Well, you can't sound sincere about anything, can you, Ryan?
Sure I can.
All these, we joke about, we never have any preparation. We rarely have any real preparation for the show. But at the same time, I try to play games at least in preparation for it. And so just because of, you know, I was doing a few other things this week, didn't get much time to catch up, but I'm now in Mythos, so next week on GFW, we'll be talking that, and I can get you guys accounts if you want to try.
Oh, hell yeah, I want to try that
one. The third version just came out, and then I got to play some more games for One Up Yours.
Yours.
Like the Battlefield. Okay, that's out. The longest announcement ever.
Yeah, send Jeff your...
Sorry.
If you play WoW, send him Pear Pies. Count as Egbert. Not just send him a get well note to his inbox and One Up Forms or whatever. He'll need it. He'll appreciate it.
He's probably online looking right now.
Yeah.
They better be pissed off that there's no show this week. So Ryan, you got a 1 minute version of your input for the podcast?
Lost. You want to get me started on Lost?
Dude, we can do a quick version. The theory of time bullets?
Yeah, we got to talk about time bullets.
Beep, spoiler zone. And you want to turn this shit on. You didn't even want to turn this on in the first place.
Yeah, the announcement is done.
Yeah, if you haven't already turned this crap off.
Yeah, this podcast is over, but we're just going to sit and talk for a couple more minutes.
So last week's show, the characters Carl, who I know is the Habsburg Lip, and Danielle were shot.
Yeah.
And it was edited in such a way that you can't tell who or under what specific circumstances they were shot. And that has left some people to speculate according to what I'm calling the time bullets theory. And because it's been established that on the island, there's some sort of temporal anomaly surrounding it. You know, when they shot the rocket in, it was off time. It took, you know, however many minutes longer to arrive than it ought to have.
31 minutes.
Oh, God. Thanks, Ryan. So 31 minutes. Now, given that they took the time to establish something like that, people are saying, well, the guys that were shooting clays off of the ship, off the freighter, that it was their bullets.
The time bullets.
The time bullets. Hence the time bullets that landed on the island.
Ah, really?
And they're serious about it. And they've actually edited, you know, GIF files together, splicing the two scenes, showing you that, like, every pause in the fire that you could see in the final scene is, like, perfectly, you know, coordinated with any, you know, reloading and stuff that's going on in the scene on the boat. Of course, it's totally stupid. The first thing you're like, well, MP5 doesn't have that range. I mean, dude, the idea of shooting you can't even see land from the boat. So it's not just time bullets. It's like gravitational magnetism.
Or a tesseract or something.
Yeah.
What the hell?
And then, of course, everyone else has pulled, you know, stills from that scene where, you know, the assassination scene where you can see people moving around in the bushes. You can actually see their silhouette. And then
there's some guy who, like, he had a close-up of the dude, like, whatever, the person's shoulder, whatever, and he's like, there's a Dharma logo right there on the shoulder.
There's, like, a little patch of white. I did the dumbest
thing.
Maybe
it was one of those sharks.
Yeah.
It could have been the shark. It could have been, what's his name? Vincent.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have all the, I mean, we're like, me and Ryan, we're just like, well, duh, Ben wants both of those people dead. And that makes perfect sense that if he's in contact with any of the other authors,
right?
Guyliner among them. Guyliner, I forget his name, but.
His name is
Richard Alpert.
Yeah. So it's probably Guyliner. That's
and
my
he,
theory.
That guy, that actor, he left the show to do another show for a different network, which got canceled, I believe, as part of the writer's strike. And so he's going to be back on Lost.
So there
we good.
Go.
That's,
it was him.
I'm glad story continuity can exist.
There was something else to say about that. Oh, yeah. In the process of, before I had it confirmed and I saw the animated clip showing that the people were moving around in the bushes at the site of the murder. Mm-hmm. I was arguing with Rory, who's like the time bullet proponent.
Yeah.
Really?
He's serious about these
really?
Time bullets. Yes. As far as I can tell, that's what he believes happened.
He doesn't want it to be, and he thinks it's totally stupid, but he's in the point where he doesn't like the show anymore, so he's looking for reasons to hate it.
Right.
So I think
that would be a good reason.
Yeah. But I stupidly went to the Lost forums, the official ones, just to see, because I figured they would track all this, that this is the place to go when you want to find, you know, stills from the show.
Oh, I'll give you the place to go for that.
Silence.
I'll give you a better place.
An awkward silence.
I'll give you a better place to go for that.
Okay. You could send me there. And on this forum, it's kind of like the version of every forum, I guess, but I was just surprised to see, like, you know, you have signatures and forms, and it would be, like, pictures of Vincent, and it would just say, like, Vincent forever, and then there's all these ones of couples, you know, it's, like, either a picture of, like, Jack and Kate together, or, like, what's his name?
Sawyer.
Sawyer and Kate together, and then all these just, like, poetic lines about true love and shit. I don't know, man. And then the theories they're talking about, like, just anything that happened on the show, it didn't matter. Like, did you notice that someone's socks had a stain on it? And then there'll be, like, 10,000 words devoted to figuring out how that got there. It was, like, the mind of madness.
Well, I showed you. Wow. I linked you guys to that theory I'm always going off about is, like, the pinnacle of insane theories. The one with, like, Locke, where the dude thinks that, like, Locke is a death row inmate, and he's like on the electric chair, and he's imagining all this stuff while he's frying, and like all these characters are aspects of like Locke's personality. And
that was a John Cusack movie.
Yeah, well, yeah, apparently, according to this very devoted fan who's written about 8 billion words about it, that's Lost as well.
I prefer
if it turned out to be the same plot as Identity, I'm going to kill someone.
The version of this that I prefer is there's a photograph of a bunch of people in some Florida car lot that have come because of an image of the Virgin appeared on one of their windows. And of course, what it was is that the sprinklers for the palm trees around the lot were hitting the window, and it crazed the acetate sheet or whatever they had to block the sun out, and then it created, you know, weird shapes, and they thought it was a Virgin. And there's this picture; it's super. It's an eloquent picture, and it's just thousands of people huddled around it, looking to be healed. I prefer that version of like the one that Ryan's.
They mentioned that they mentioned that event on the show. Remember when they were talking about how like that happened, like these people came to see like this alleged image of the Virgin Mary.
Oh,
that happens all the time. Yeah, yeah, just one toast. There was like the dog's ass.
There was like the time
dog, what?
Butthole. You never seen that?
I missed that. I
remember one specific point when butt. It was like on somebody's garage or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That whole thing. Yeah. I mean, it just like significance junkies. That's Lost in a nutshell. They make me ashamed.
But your whole ultimate theory is how they all played on the same McDonald's swing set when they were kids.
No, that's going to be revealed at the end. Yeah. The final flashback, you'll just see them all in the same like McDonald's playland.
Their constant is the Fry Guys.
Okay. We got to end the announcement.
What are we talking about?
Let's take a break for our announcement.
Okay.
Okay. So we'll be back in 5 minutes after this break.